This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, how we are taught du'as, supplications, by Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is such an honor to be here at your service, dear listeners. In today's episode, we are talking about how Imam Hussein alayhi salam has taught us du'as. Now, first, before we start and really get into the discussion, du'as are something which create a connection between us and the Almighty Allah. And so this supplication, this calling out to the Almighty Allah, this speaking with the Almighty Allah, this communion with the Almighty Allah, this interaction and this relationship that we build with the Almighty Allah, one of the ways to do all of this is through du'as. Now, there are two types of du'as. One is the type of du'a which has been recommended and it has been stated and narrated by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and the divinely appointed Imams alayhi wasalam. These are du'as that are supplications that are at the peak of this communion with the Almighty Allah. It is the best way to address the Almighty Allah. It is the most proper way to address the Almighty Allah. And it takes into account and it takes into consideration the various different formalities that should come with a relationship with the Almighty Allah. But the second type of dua is a little bit more informal. It is a one-on-one communication. It is a one-on-one speaking with the Almighty Allah. This, of course, is done in our own words. And so when we are speaking with the Almighty Allah, for example, we should take some time out from our daily schedule and go ahead and speak with the Almighty Allah. Tell him about our troubles. Tell him about what we went through. Tell him about our worries. Tell him about our anxieties. Tell him about our grief, or even tell him about the good things that happened. And in this manner, we end up praying and supplicating and having a very informal dua with the Almighty Allah, which of course is integral in our Islamic lifestyle.
Why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name?
As-salamu alayk, ya Aba Abdullah.
Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about how Imam Hussein alayhi salam teaches us to do dua and teaches us to supplicate and to have this communion with the Almighty Allah. So we talked about the two different forms of du'as and supplication. One was this formal supplication, which have been taught to us by the divinely appointed messenger and imams, peace and blessings upon them. And the second one was this informal du'a and this informal conversation, if you will, that we have from the bottom of our heart and soul with the Almighty Allah. But now let us bring Imam Hussein alayhi salam into our Islamic lifestyle. We find that on the night before the 10th of Muharram, which is known as Tasua, this night we find that Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his family members and his companions, they all spent their night in du'as, in supplication. From among other things, they also spent it in salah, in praying, and in this namaz. They also spent it in reciting the Holy Quran, and they also spent it, with one another, speaking with one another, chatting with one another, discussing, religious issues and teachings of Islam with one another. But Imam Hussein alayhi salam, we find that he spends this night, along with doing all of these things, he gives a part of this night to du'as, to this communion and this relationship and this speaking with the Almighty Allah. And so if we are to get through this life, living an Islamic lifestyle, then we're going to have to inculcate and implement du'as in our daily lives. And it will bring a very beautiful, positive, spiritual change into our Islamic lifestyle. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z. Don't forget to visit our website at parsetoday.ir/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Won't be life tomorrow. You can save yourself tonight and go. A deep silence, filthy.